are we, cheers and coffee mugs?
Yes. Okay, cheers, coffee.
There we go.
Nice.
A little clink clank.
Just got done a ride and...
We're burnt.
Ate some food to...
We're burned out and burnt.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone in colder climates. Got our first sunburn of the year.
Wasn't accounting for it. Now we have to work against the farmer's tan for the rest of the season. Because now the base layer tan...
I'm pissed.
Cut off at the sleeves.
I'm pissed.
I'm just going to rock it. Full mustache, redneck.
No.
Yep. I'm going to own it.
You can.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then I'll wear tank tops out and just show off the farmer's tan.
No. Yep. I'm going to have to course correct this real quick.
Something sexy about a farmer's tan.
I'm just saying. It's going to look so funny in my class tomorrow. I can't wait. And I'm recording.
Rock it and own it. Whatever.
Oh, gosh.
There'll be plenty of other days we can sunbathe in the backyard.
Yes.
And correct it.
Yep, exactly.
Just put lotion mid down and let yourself burn lobster on the top half. It'll all even out, right?
It will even out over time, for sure. Mm, that coffee's really good.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
Brown
cinnamon?
Sugar
brown
crumble or something like that?
Whatever. It's really good.
I don't know. I picked it up because it was like, buy one, get one free. And I'm like, that sounds delightful. You know,
yeah,
little simple things that truly make your day or life. You know what I mean?
In today's times, anytime there's a deal, my gosh, got to act on it.
No.
I feel bad for these families that are like football teams, man. What it must cost to feed a family of seven.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I spend a stupid amount of money at the grocery store just for the two of us. And I'm like... I didn't even get anything.
No.
Like, well, this week, so Friday, I made the best Greek, like, chicken bowls.
Yeah, it was really good.
With, like, you layer it with rice or quinoa. I did a rice quinoa mix and then have chicken on top. I marinated it in, like, olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, oregano. Or basil, I'm sorry.
Pepper?
Salt and pepper, just smidge. And then put it in the... guys, it was so good. I can probably meal prep that and be solid. And then I put...
Tomatoes, onions, and then we had the...
olives.
Black olives. And then we had the yogurt sauce, the Greek yogurt sauce. Like
Tahiti or tahini or something like that.
And then a little dab of hummus with some cucumbers in there.
And then... I am not pronouncing this right, but it's like D-O-L-M-A-S.
Domas?
I have no idea.
But it's a spinach wrapped like...
They're not spinach.
What is it?
I have no idea. But it's delicious.
Yeah, whatever those little circle delights are.
I don't know.
Cylinder things.
I'm so into like Greek food right now and I could eat it 24/7.
That's good stuff.
I know. So I went to the grocery store and spent a little too much because of everything that I got because I just went over the top.
Yeah, but it's also, I think people can contest this too, is you're trying to eat healthy. For some reason, the healthy food is like priced ridiculous where you see people get the Hungry Man's and the sodas and the chips.
Yep.
And then their bill is like half of yours. And you're like, oh.
I know.
You wonder why half America's fat.
Well, I know, but like the thing is, it's honestly like if you can budget for it, it's worth it with all of that. But as long as you like have like a protein, carb and fat in your diet, you're fine. And like you don't have to go like above and beyond with these like Greek chicken bowls. You can just keep it super simple.
Chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice. All the time.
Switch out the meat.
You know, it's cheaper to do it that way if you're trying to be healthy. And like, there's nothing wrong with frozen veggies because that is something that is attainable. Not attainable. Affordable. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Affordable. And you don't have to worry about it like going bad. So like when people are like, oh, it's so like expensive. No, buy the frozen stuff. You can even buy like frozen like grilled chicken. Nothing's wrong with it at all. And then like, you just have to look at the serving size of everything.
Yeah. And like, I used to even do the we even didn't hear a little bit, was the tuna cans that are chicken. And like you can get the, oh my gosh, what are they? It's almost like a pounder, like the big can. Yeah. And so you get that. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than getting chicken breasts at the meat section. And then, you know, we would just put it like in a stir fry. And yeah, it's kind of got that weird taste to it. But if you stir fry it and season it just a little bit, it takes that flavor right out of there. And it's a heck of a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Or you make like a chicken salad and then put it on some bread.
Yeah. Or tuna.
Or tuna salad. You know, tuna is like 88 cents again.
Right.
I'm so excited.
So there's budget ways of eating healthy and getting your protein in and stuff like that.
But it does seem to cost a little bit more, but there's tricks around it for sure. For sure. Yeah. That's not what we're talking about today, but it's our life. Fitness is my life. 24/7, you know, just like today in our climb.
And you want to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of goes into what we want to discuss because throughout, I have not been mountain biking as much as Josh. So like when I'm teaching my class, I am the best at it.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing that for
11 years.
Right.
I'm good at that. I'm good at teaching. But I 100% got in my own head and we're talking about self-talk and I was not like in a good headspace and like talking myself down. I'm like, you literally suck, Krista. Like get it into gear, get up this hill. It was
challenging.
It was a very challenging climb today.
Yeah.
I think the elevation that we climbed
was 790
feet. Yeah. So it was hard and I was beating myself up about it and like having that self-talk of you suck. Like, and what did it do? It made me fail over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then when I like collected myself once we got up at the top of the hill and I was like, okay, you got this. And like changed my self-talk going down the hill. And what did I do?
Perfectly fine.
I know.
You excelled at it.
And I think like the moral of the story behind just that little bit from my perspective is it matters so much how you talk to yourself because it is a mind game. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing, it is going to influence your mind. And if you say you can't do something, and I preach this in my class, that's why it's laughable to me. Like if you say you can't do it, you're right, you can't. If you say you can, you're right, you can.
Well, I think it's, let's use that as an example.
Yeah.
Someone that is good at something already.
I know.
Right? And you've had all these years of practice. It's very easy to go and tell others, you know, talk to yourself in a positive way. You're mm-hmm. going to get to, you're going to become better. You're going to eventually, you know, get the skill set, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
It's super easy for you to relay that to somebody else. But here now, flipping the script, you're in a scenario or situation where you're the beginner. You're the one trying to learn the skills. You're the one that all you have is progression.
Yep.
Right? And so when the spotlight's flipped and mm-hmm. now it's on you and you're in that uncomfortable position, you know, you have to kind of eat crow because you're like,
Oh, yeah,
this is what I tell everyone else. And now, but see, now you can be empathetic to when maybe they don't show up or they're having a bad time or whatever, you know, you can be like, hey, I understand.
I get it.
How you can, you know, mentally talk yourself out of something or tell yourself you're not good or whatever, you know.
I know. And I humbled myself during the climb, but I also like had Josh and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just like suck at this. And he's like,
no, you
don't. Just slow, we'll take breaks, like it's fine. So I stopped 4 times. So next time I do that hill, I'm only going to stop 3 times.
And that's progression. And I also told you, I said, that's the last time you're going to tell me you're sorry. We're just going to ride.
Yeah.
And then if you have to break, you say, hey, I need to stop. We're going to stop. Yep. There's no judgment. I'm here for you. I'm like your guide.
Yeah.
And just being like, okay, like I'm taking mental notes this is the time that Krista stopped. This point here, because next time when we go out, you know, my progression or what I want to do with helping you is there's not a greater feeling than when we go for the next ride and you blow past or you get further on your first stop.
Yep.
And I get to go, hey, Krista, look all the way down there on the trail. That's where you stopped last time. Mm-hmm. Look at where we're stopping now.
Yeah.
And then that boosts your confidence. That makes you go, yeah, I am getting, look at this. Like I'm getting the hang of it or whatever, you know, and that's how I started out, you know, even with like weight training and weightlifting. And when I was doing those deadlift competitions and stuff like that, right. I had to put myself in the mindset that that weight was already lifted.
Yep.
You know, I was already there. I already done it.
You taught me that when I started deadlifting for the first time.
You have to envision yourself already.
Already doing it.
Correct.
Yeah. Where I was just like the complete opposite and like real talk. Like that's why I was like, oh my gosh, like all of the negative things came in my mind. I'm like, man, you are just overweight. You can't do this. Like you need to drop like 30 pounds and maybe you'll do it another day. But today, not so much. So, like that self-talk really messed me up. And now I can empathize with people who, you know, you're not in a good headspace and it's only going to derail you even more than you thought. And it's really not healthy because it's putting it out there to God or the universe, whatever you may believe, God for me, you're putting it out there, the God of like, you have this plan for me, but you know what? I'm not good enough. I'm not going to do this. I look this way and like, it's, yeah, I'm working on it.
So I kind of want to share this little bit because this is what I've been doing.
Share, please. Let me sip my coffee.
Okay. So let's...
Coffee talk.
So when I experience something new, I don't go in with any expectations. And you guys can use this for whatever situation or scenario you guys need to have this in. Go into it with a positive mindset. Go into it as this is a learning experience for me. I'm trying to grow. I'm coming in with an expectation of only one thing. I want to complete it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win first place. I'm not going to set records. I don't care how many times I stop. I don't care how many times I fail. Mm-hmm. I want to just get from A to B and experience the journey.
Yeah.
Okay. So then if it's a routine, a workout routine, if it's a Zumba class, if it's a mountain bike trail, something like that, now you've at least experienced it from A to B.
Yep.
Don't care how many times you had to stop and catch your breath. Don't care how many times you put your foot down because you lost your balance. Or, you know, with the Zumba class, you got mixed up on your steps and you're doing lefts while Krista's doing right. And you're, you know, whatever, or weight training, you know, you're not doing proper form or
you're not lifting as heavy as you want to
right,
be.
Or even running, you know, you ran for 30 minutes, but you only got 3 miles in as opposed to somebody who ran for 30 minutes and got 10, or you know what I'm trying to say. So you at least completed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a benchmark. Now you have a foundation that you can work off of. And that's today's point for that trail ride was I wanted you to just get from A to B up and over the mountain.
It's a hard trail.
It is. Experience the trail.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't care how many times we had to stop.
Yep.
That's why I was getting like, honey, stop saying you're sorry. Whatever. I don't care. I'm out in nature. I'm on my bike. I'm loving it. I'm spending time with my wife. What more? I can't even get angry at any of that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So now when we go out next time, you already have it mentally in your mind. Oh, I didn't know how long it took to get to the top. And when we did that second stop, I didn't tell you how close we were to the summit.
Yep.
And we turned one more turn and you're like, is this it? I'm like, yeah, you were almost here. You know what I mean? But I didn't want you to, because if I would have said something like, you know, we're almost there, you would have felt like a failure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what the heck? You know, I could have, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulda, woulda, couldas are not, should not be self-talk.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you should have left with today, self-talk wise, is on the ride home.
Yep.
I did it. I completed it.
I did.
Right. And you were like smiling. You were happy. You were like, I've driven past that and looked up so many times and been like, I want to go up there. I want to see what's like the views from the top. And you know, now you get to
breathtaking. It's the middle of nowhere.
And So you have to change the verbiage. You have to change your mindset mm-hmm. when it comes into those types of things. And when you experience yeah. something new, that's what life is all about. It's challenging yourself, experiencing new. But yep. don't hold yourself, whether it's like trying a new sport or golf or whatever.
Or something in your career too.
Yeah. Right. Like, you know, maybe there's...
something's changing or you're getting new reports or something like that and you're scared to death. Right. But...
maybe you've taken on a manager role and like, you know, you want to be in the mix and you want to be, you know, mentioned and you want to be held to a caliber of like the other managers, but you're new.
Mm-hmm.
Don't set crazy expectations for yourself because you at least have to experience things.
Yep.
Understand that this is all a learning experience, a journey. I'm going to grow each and every day myself, and eventually you'll get there.
Yep.
And then once you have some experience under your belt, all that kind of stuff, you knew that, you know, the do's and don'ts.
Well, in the growing, you just have to be your best self.
Right.
And like kick that negative self-talk to the curb and start to think of yourself and imagine yourself in that image of who you want to be and just show up right. and serve every single day.
Right. You can manifest yourself to say, I'm going to be the best or I'm going to, but the journey.
Yes.
Maybe your goal or expectation is just to complete workout A.
Yep.
And get that done. And then workout B, workout C, workout D. I'm going to complete them. That's mm-hmm. my goal. And then eventually all those little skills, all those little things that you're going to, all those wins
yep.
are going to compound. And eventually when you hit finally workout Z and starting all over again, workout A is going to be super easy.
Yep.
And then that's how you can gauge and judge where you're at and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you're not going to be so hard on yourself because, you know, you're going to be like, psh, I can't believe I struggled with that. Yeah, but you built up your skills over time.
Yep.
You grew.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. And everyone listening to this can take that advice too, because we're always going to be beginners at something. And the only way we learn is if... one, that self-talk is correct, but mm-hmm. you're going to fail. I like hope everyone knows you're not going to succeed on the first try, like at all. And you're going to keep failing until you can get to that level. And that's okay because the failure is where we learn the most. How many times that like we've taken that one trail and I'm like, this used to be hard for me
mm-hmm.
and now it's easy. Mm-hmm. Now I have something else where, okay,
it's a new challenge.
This is very hard for me.
Yeah.
I want a new challenge. And once you get that, like, I keep failing. And then one day you're like, wow, I did it. You're going to get so addicted to it. And then your self-talk is going to do a complete 180.
And
whenever you start something new again.
I love that. And back to your comment where you said, you know, you're going to fail. Some people, they have been blessed with great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they succeed a lot. And maybe their first go around.
But you see only the successes. You don't see their failures.
That's true. But also where I was thinking was, you know, people who constantly succeed first go arounds, right? Maybe they have really good gifts of communication or they're really business savvy. And it just seems like everything they touch turns to gold, right?
Yeah.
It's like that Midas touch. You know, they can just coast through life and they're never challenging themselves.
Yeah.
They kind of just sit back, let things roll, you know.
I don't like that.
No, it's not what I want my life to be. I love seeking the new challenges.
Yeah.
So I love the growth. I love the journey, mm-hmm. like being in the weeds sometimes and, you know, having to do the grit, having to do the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like at the end of the journey, hopefully I've bettered myself. I've learned something. My skill set has grown or
yep.
whatever, right? Like I kind of enjoy the fail, enjoy the suck a little bit because that's how I learn.
That's a tagline for this podcast. Enjoy the suck.
Because if everything comes to you easy, are you growing?
You're not. And I agree with you 100%. And like sometimes do we want easy street? Yeah. But then looking at it, do you really want it? Like you're going to learn so much. And I say to everyone that's taking my classes, like you're not going to get it on the first time. If you get it on the first time, you need to take my job and teach yourself. Like I always say that because you didn't learn how to walk the first time, right?
Nope.
You know how many times like kids are crawling and then like the parents are clapping and like then they fall and they clap, like they're trying to walk and like they fail the first couple times and they clap for the kid. You should be doing that for yourself.
Yep.
You didn't learn how to ride a bike on the first try. You had the training wheels, mm-hmm. and then you took them off. You might have fell a couple times. You failed early on. And now that we're older, we want that easy street. We have to constantly like clap for ourselves, even if in the failure. We need the praise even in the failure.
My question is, why does that process stop? After a certain age, you just expect things to be easy street.
Do you want the tinfoil hat or do you want something different?
Both.
Because the school system wants us to...
Never fail.
Well...
They don't teach failure.
They don't teach failure. They only teach success.
How about you're dumb and you have to repeat this grade? No, we'll just push you through because we can't
exactly.
have
that. Exactly. Exactly. Bring then, back bullying. No.
No, but yeah, that's...
But seriously though, like, because we're always told that failure is bad.
Participation trophies.
Think of like...
second
place. Like, grades in school.
Yeah.
Okay. If you get an F, you fail.
I don't even think they and have A, B's, D's, and C's anymore. Isn't it like something else now? Because it's
I
like,
have no idea, but I'm going to go with, you know, yeah. the old ways.
Old school.
Like, and if you got an F, you failed.
Yeah.
And you have to own that and try again. Or like some other people, they'll just like drop the class in college. I did that.
Or they grade on a curve or the teacher gives you like a second chance to redo it.
But I only dropped that class because legit it was the professor and he said, if you get a C or below on the first test, you need to drop my class.
What'd you get?
I think I got a D. And I was like, okay, I'm going to drop it. Then I took the same class with a different... professor, and I went on to do the advanced class with that professor. So tell me self-talk isn't real, or even what he said to me then just festered in my mind and I didn't believe in myself and my self-talk was very like so what do you think's gonna happen unless you have the mental fortitude of like soldiers.
Yeah, but you did because your guidance counselor told you you'll never amount to anything. And then
yeah.
you took that as a challenge and got your master's.
Yeah. In psychology.
Yeah.
Because I really want to take his job. So.
But
self-talk and like the way that you talk to yourself is incredibly important mm-hmm. because you become that. And guys, I am not perfect by any means. Like I need to work on this. And what better way to like work on it and talk about it
yeah.
in the same token? Because like I don't talk to myself very nicely.
Would you talk to other people the way that you talk to yourself? Just next time you have one of those
exactly.
thoughts and you call yourself overweight or unattractive, like, you know, I'm ugly or I don't have what it takes, blah, blah, blah. Think about you having a conversation with somebody at work or a best friend
yep.
and then you telling them that. Would you
would
say
you
that?
Would you ever talk to someone like that?
No, you would be like, no, you got this. You're beautiful. What are you talking about?
So talk like, to yourself that way.
Correct. And there's all those things where you could like, you know, write the sticky notes on the mirror so you can do like, you know, the affirmation thing.
That does work.
Like, it does. It gets your mind wired in that way mm-hmm. to not have those negative thoughts. And some people need that.
Yep.
Because depending on how long you've talked to yourself that way, you have a lot of relearning to do. A lot of reconditioning of your brain to start. Yeah. But
I think mine started at age 11, so I got a long ways to go.
But if you start looking at challenges and journeys in your life by breaking it down and looking at, can I just complete today?
Yeah.
Can I just complete workout? Can I just maybe for 4 or 5 days just stay on my diet?
Yep.
And then take those wins and reward yourself in the sense of, look at what I've done, not yep. what I, oh crap, Friday night I went out with the bros and had a beer and some wings or something like that. Okay, but for the other 15 meals, you were on point.
Yep.
So why beat yourself over one thing?
Mm-hmm.
No, like you need to start looking at it in a more positive light, jar half filled, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And you'll be amazed at how things start to move and shuffle and shift in your life when you start talking to yourself a little bit better.
Exactly.
Yep. You know, hold yourself to a higher standard and really just think if I often think if it was me and God in the room and I was talking to him, would he want me to hear how I talk to myself? Because we're all put on this earth for a purpose.
Yeah.
We're all created in his image. Yeah. We are all designed the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
Would he want to hear you say that about yourself?
No.
Exactly.
He would not.
And he's, you know, just... But I imagine him laughing at you being like, you silly fool. You have no idea what you are capable of.
Silly little goose.
You know, you have no idea what you're capable of, what who you can influence, who you can help, what difference you can make.
Yeah.
So why are you letting those devilish thoughts and ideas and visions of yourself come into your mind when you could be a lot more positive and a lot more glorified and a lot like hold yourself to a higher standard?
Yeah.
When you go through these things, that's pretty much how I envision self-talk.
Yeah. I love it.
Good.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
We got this, fam. Just remember what you say to yourself. Would you say that to someone else? And just remind yourself that throughout the day.
And here's another thing.
Oh,
I'm sorry. But something real big that if you have a family, if you have like, say you're a mother and you have a younger daughter.
Oh, yes.
And you say those things about yourself in front of your daughter.
Yeah.
How do you think they're going to view you?
Yes.
Or how do you think they're going to think it is okay to view themselves? They're... Oh, mom says she's overweight and she's ugly as she's getting ready in the morning.
Yeah.
So I must be ugly or overweight, or it's okay to say those things. Remember that people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And people...
They're listening and they're watching.
Right. And so if you're trying to be and influence other people, just remember that those types of things, cause especially if the way that you treat and talk to yourself is sometimes can be viewed in an outward way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so just remember, people are always watching.
Especially the little ones.
Right.
For sure. I feel that deeply. Okay. All right.
That's all.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want more, go over to our website. You know the drill, peakdrivenllc.com. Be on the lookout for another 6-week challenge starting March 4th. So if you want to get on that, it will be updated this week. And I'm really excited for it because last time we had a lot of success. I gave away 3 prizes. So I'm excited for all the women who kickstarted their lifestyle and more to come. Okay.
All right.
That's all she wrote.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, y'all.
All right. Have a great week, guys. I love you so much and God bless.
Have a good one. Go be the light. Bye.